Welcome back to God Invention Radio, presented by Inventor's Digest. And now, here's your host, Brian Free.
Welcome back to God Invention Radio. Just a quick announcement. Sign up for Inventor's Digest magazine at www.inventorsdigest.com and mention God Invention Radio for a 30% discount. Also, if you're a college student who has an alternative energy technology product or service, here's your chance to win $2,000. Inventor's Digest extended the deadline to August 31st for its National Collegiate Alt Energy Challenge. Check out www.inventorsdigest.com for contest details. All right, Kevin, you're with us, right?
Yes, you bet.
Excellent. Kevin Harrington, star of ABC's Shark Tank, also the president of Inventor's Business Center, author of book Act Now, How to Turn Your Ideas into Million-Dollar Products, and so much more, all the different products. I'm starting to get a bunch of emails in between the break. I guess this is appropriate for this moment. How do you find your products, and are there any opportunities for inventors? This is Melissa from Arizona. And I guess this is also the question that I was going to ask you was, what's the Inventor's Business Center that you started?
Okay. I mean, I'll start with the last one there. The Inventor's Business Center, when I went on Shark Tank, I started getting thousands and then tens of thousands of emails and calls, and people just drop by the office type of thing with their ideas and their requests for, you know, for evaluation of their thoughts and ideas, and, you know, people with napkin ideas, some with prototypes across the board. And prior to really going on that show, I was primarily would deal with products that were in a finished state. So, you know, I would go to a houseware show, the McCormick Center in Chicago, and that's one of the things I'll talk about here in a second is how I find products. But, you know, you go to the houseware show, everyone's got a booth, and the people that have booths they're sitting there with products. So, okay, let me look at your product. We'll put it on TV. Well, with the Shark Tank experience, I got things at much more beginning levels. So I saw a need, and just like inventors, you know, they solve a problem. Their inventions solve problems, you know. So I solved the problem. You know, thousands, tens of thousands of people coming to me for help with their inventions or their ideas. You know, some on a napkin, like I said. So we created the Inventors Business Center. It's in right in Clearwater, Florida. I've got a 12,000 square foot freestanding building, and inside is all the way around the place. We've got the people to help you with every aspect of your invention, from the patenting processes. We have lawyers, we have an industrial engineer, we have marketing people, we have writers, we have producers, we have everything across the board to be able to take the idea to the next step, to check the feasibility of it, to protect it, to help you make a prototype, to help you learn how to sell it, et cetera, et cetera. So, it's a one-stop incubator for inventors, and that's what the Inventor Business Center is all about. But at the end of the day, you know, when you said, how do I find a product, I believe one of the biggest things I say to people is, you got to get out there. It's not going to come to you. You got to go find it. So we do 20 to 25 trade shows a year, and we go to the houseware show, the fishing show, the golf show, the toy fair, the beauty shows, everything, you know, really pretty much the automotive, et cetera, et cetera. And,
right.
You know, I love, you know, I don't personally go to every one, but I go to as many as possible. And I'll tell you that, they can be unbelievable in terms of finding things. And I just, you know, if it's a day or 2 days, I don't care what it is, there isn't a show that I come out of that I don't certainly learn something, if not find something exciting. I've got one other tip on finding products, and this one is kind of my own little personal tip. I don't give this out often, but I'm going to talk about it tonight.
Uh-oh.
Because
okay.
I a few years back, and this is you know probably at least 15 years ago, I ran into a directory called the Directory of Mail Order Catalogs, and it was a directory that had over 2,000 catalogs listed, and it was every catalog you can think of under the sun. And I sent a letter out to all of those catalogs saying, I'm an avid catalog buyer. Could you please put me on the mailing list? And if you'd be so kind, send me one of your catalogs. So I got about 1,500 catalogs in the mail over the next 60 to 90 days. And to this day, I'm still on a lot of these lists. So So if you're in the fishing business, there might be 30 or 40 that pertain to that industry, from fishing to outdoor to this or that. If you're in the housewares, there might be 100. If you're in, this or that. So all I'm telling you is that when I'd go through those catalogs and I'd sit, I don't care if I'm going to, I live down in St. Pete Beach, Florida. I'll go sit on a Sunday afternoon on the beach and with about 150, 200 catalogs that I may have gotten in the mail that week. Because, just now I went to the mailbox on the way in before this call, and I probably had about 40 or 50 just in the mail here in the last couple of days of collecting my mail. So that, to me, is a fun day's work, is going through there. Because when you see a product in one and then another and then another, you know it's working. It's a hot item to be focusing on, and that's something you can take a look at, the trend in that particular situation. So you learn a lot by seeing what is out there, what's selling. Because as an inventor, you might think, you know what? Hey, there's a product, but what if we did this to it, or we change it? It just gives you a lot of thinking and a lot of places to start with the whole process.
It makes total sense. And what you mentioned before about the houseware show and a bunch of the other shows, it's a great resource for inventors. If you're going to be involved in your industry or understand what you're getting involved with, it's great to get out to those trade shows. And they also have a lot of opportunity for inventors there, right, Kevin?
Oh, yeah. I mean, a lot of these places, they have new product showcases, they have networking activities, they have, I know at the houseware show, they have a presentation set up where you can go in and present your product to a panel, because I've been on that panel before.
I met you 3 years ago there, yep.
Exactly. So, absolutely, I think that's the places, these are the things to do and the places to be, for sure.
Good stuff. Well, Kevin, I know that we have the 5 steps an inventor should take that we want to go over and a bunch of other things, but we have listeners that are calling and emailing, and we have one caller, Deborah Noble. Actually, it's Deborah from Noble. I'm not sure where that is, but Deborah, you're on the air with Kevin.
It is in Oklahoma.
Noble, Oklahoma. Welcome. Welcome to Got Invention Radio. Thank you for listening. What's your question for Kevin?
Well, you've already covered several of them that I had planned on asking. And, in fact, the Inventors Business Center, I already looked it up on the Internet, and it looks like a fantastic resource. And I'm thrilled to hear about Shark Tank, because I certainly included that in my email earlier, that I've had you guys fanned on Facebook forever, and I haven't seen any updates. And I'm thrilled to hear about that, and I already made a note of the email address, so that's exciting. But I'll tell you what my question is that you didn't cover yet. I am an independent inventor. I have an actual product. I've got a trademark. I filed for my provisional patents. How do I decide what my best course is as far as infomercial, try to distribute it, license it, try to just retail it myself? How's the best way to figure out what that most profitable path is?
Well, I think probably it's a tough question to answer quickly, but I think what I would recommend is you'd want to talk to 3 or 4 or 5 different people and get do a kind of a research situation. Okay, I would talk to somebody that would go down the path and explore each option. Okay, because the first thing I say is if you have capital and you have the wherewithal to do it yourself and the knowledge, then that's most people don't have the knowledge and the money. So I always start by saying, if you do have the money and the knowledge, you may want to consider doing things yourself. If you don't, then you go to people that are willing to put up the money, and that might have the knowledge. So that might be a licensing situation. But then the other option is some kind of a partnership. And that, if you could find a partnership where you don't have to put up any of the money, but you can participate in the upside as a partner as opposed to just a straight license, as a partner, you tend to get to stay involved across the board to help make some of the decisions. You per agreement, you get to, maintain an involvement day to day, whereas a license, you're pretty much just giving everything up and you're just kind of sitting there hoping to get a check every month. So I think you know, my preference, you know, even if, you know, if it's me who might have the capital and some of the knowledge, I'm never opposed to partnering with people that might also bring some capital and some knowledge to the table. So that tends to be one of my favorite ways of doing things. So, you know, but I think at the end of the day, you need to get it out there. I mean, you got a product, you got a trademark, you got a patent. You know, if I were you, I would start showing it to as many people, you know, as possible. Get an NDA signed ahead of time. Show it, you know, this is why I talked about catalogs. Show it to 20, 30, 40, 50, 100 catalog companies, okay? And I know a guy, his business model is he will take a new product, and he deals with hundreds of products a year. And his litmus test for whether he moves forward is he takes all the details of the product and does an email blast to like 300 or 400 different catalog companies. And just by raw data of how many responses he gets from that email blast on that one product, you know, if he gets 5, that's not good. If he gets 30, that's pretty doggone good. If he gets 12, you know, he's got a certain point that he says, okay, if I send this off, and he's done this, you know, hundreds of times before, so he's got a gauge of what the interest level is on the product. So, you know, let's say he's used to getting an average of 15 responses, okay?
Yep.
And he only gets 3. Well, that's not going to be a hot item for him. If he gets 73, then he's like, whoa, this is a hot item. Let's move on it. So,
right.
So that's, you know, that's kind of, there's just, you just got to kind of get out there, start showing it, you know, take it to a flea market, take it to a trade show, get a 10 by 10 booth somewhere, and get some, you know, consumer responses.
Right. Well, that's great stuff, Kevin. We're going to come back with segment 3 in a moment, and you're going to help us bring our products to the next level and our ideas. We'll be back with segment 3 in a moment.
Finally, guaranteed health insurance at TalkHealthPlans.com. That's right, guaranteed coverage for you or your family. Government health insurance is still years away. At TalkHealthPlans.com, you can get a free online quote in just minutes. No hassle, and best of all, it's guaranteed coverage when you log on to TalkHealthPlans.com. As a courtesy, receive a free prescription card immediately to use at over 50,000 pharmacies where you can save up to 50% on medications. And that's just for getting a quote from TalkHealthPlan.com. Even in this tough economy, you and your family can still have affordable health insurance and the peace of mind that goes with it. Don't let pre-existing conditions prevent you from getting affordable health insurance now. If you or someone you know does not have health insurance, send them to TalkHealthPlans.com. That's TalkHealthPlans.com.
This is Brent Wilsey, president of Wilsey Asset Management. We have been in the investment arena for over 25 years. With that experience has come a strong foundation for investing, along with an obligation to provide the best in customer service. I invite you to listen to my weekly Smart Investing Show on demand 24/7 at wsradio.com/smartinvesting. I look forward to serving you.
Do you know social media marketing? If you need to move products, it's the one key place to be. And your key to success is letting worldclassid.com make it happen on the internet. It's easy and simple and inexpensive. You write it. Worldclassid.com does the rest. Worldclassid.com guarantees that your social media content is automatically distributed and indexed by search engines to over 350 sites, increasing your presence and improving your search engine ranking, giving you desired new leads. Stop wasting your valuable time and money on the expense of hiring a social media coordinator. Worldclassid.com has the perfect value-added social media subscription program for you. Capturing all the leads you need for growth and success is easy when you put yourself in the hands of the experts. Worldclassid.com. Visit our website now for complete information about dominating the internet. Worldclassid.com. We make you a success.
Do you have an idea or an invention and not sure what to do next? Take the first step and get your copy of the book, You and Your Big Ideas by Brian Fried. From protecting your idea to developing it and bringing your product to market, this handy resource guide is a must-have for every inventor, innovator, and entrepreneur.
This book is all about you and your big ideas and bringing them to life. Only $10.95. Order now and also receive your free product evaluation kit with the book. Call now.